In our effort for indigenization, we try and get as many options as possible for indigenous equipment on board. And, the ship was to be launched this year, but there were two areas where we had problems. One was with respect to the gearbox, and the other one was with respect to certain generators. You know, there were certain generators coming, and there was a truck carrying them, which met with a major accident of Pune. So that actually had a cascading effect down. And these are very heavy equipment, so we like to actually put them on the carrier before it is launched. Otherwise, later you have to do a lot of steel cutting to put this heavy equipment down. So we have actually got our plans ready. The other thing which TSL has done is that because the ship is spending extra time in dock, there's more fabrication work being done. So if there was X amount of fabrication being considered at one point of time for launch, now we would have the ship being launched with much more being done, and hopefully it will catch up for delays. The indigenous aircraft carrier, it was to be launched this year, and as I said, because of certain indigenous equipment which could not be supplied in time, we're expecting it by middle of next year, the way things stand. But at the same time, efforts are on to compress time frames by ensuring that the amount of outfitting which is being done on the ship is much more than what was earlier envisaged. So that hopefully helps us to cut down time. And we're expecting to put it to sea by 2014.
For an aircraft carrier, it's the first time we're building, there are massive amount of trials which have to be done with certain time frames. So I think we should actually graduate to the sea trial phase where one can create. But the target date is 2014.